Elise Stefanik slams unprecedented in scam indictment of Donald Trump. By Jacob Bliss on March 30, 2023. House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, released a statement slamming the unprecedented in scam indictment of Donald Trump following reports that the grand jury in New York voted to indict the former president. The unprecedented election interference from corrupt socialist district attorney Alvin Bragg is a political witch hunt and a dark day for America, Stefanik stated. The radical far left will stop at nothing to persecute Joe Biden's chief political opponent ahead of the 2024 presidential election to suppress the will and voice of the American people. Tens of millions of patriotic Americans have never been so energized to exercise their constitutional rights to peacefully organize and vote at the ballot box to save our great republic by electing President Donald J. Trump in 2024, the House Republican Conference chair added. Breitbart News reported on the indictment. A Manhattan grand jury voted to indict Donald J. Trump on Thursday for his role in paying hush money to a porn star, according to four people with knowledge of the matter. A historic development that will shake up the 2024 presidential race and forever mark him as the nation's first former president to face criminal charges, the New York Times reported on Thursday evening. The felony indictment, filed under seal by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, will likely be announced in the coming days. By then, prosecutors working for the district attorney, Alvin L. Bragg, will have asked Mr. Trump to surrender and to face arraignment on charges that remain unknown for now. As for now, it remains unclear how and if Trump will appear in New York to face the reported charges, but several reports in recent weeks have indicated that U.S. Secret Service agents assigned to Trump's detail have been working with local officials in Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office to coordinate such a possibility. Earlier this month, after the initial news broke of there being a possible indictment of Trump, Stefanik exclusively told Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle that she believes Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg should be called to testify before the U.S. Congress, under oath, to explain his decision to pursue Trump on what she called political charges. Notably, Stefanik endorsed Trump's run for office last year shortly after the midterm elections were over and before he officially announced he would run for president again. Following her endorsement, she told Breitbart News, Republican voters determine who is the leader of the Republican Party, and it's very clear President Trump is the leader of the Republican Party. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.